Just type in the words older drivers in YouTube's search engine and you'll find lots of videos like this one in which a young motorcyclist flags over a seemingly befuddled older driver whose car is smoking because of a motor oil leak.
Are you okay? Are you okay? Okay, well, I think you just lost all your oil, so you better turn your car off. Yeah, no, now your engine's smoking. Turn your car off. Turn your car off. Your oil.
A moment later, the older gentleman drives away, seemingly oblivious to the fact his car is on the verge of self-destruction. There are lots of other videos showing an endless selection of older drivers driving badly. But Florida State University psychology professor Walter Boot says these are actually the exceptions, not the rule.
There are many stereotypes about older drivers, that they're particularly crash-prone, but younger drivers are also crash-prone as well. If we look at the demographics in terms of who gets into crashes, the most inexperienced drivers also have an elevated crash risk.
In fact, says Boot, the data suggests that the average older driver is, by and large, a pretty safe driver.
They obey speed limits more. Many older adults recognize they're not as quick in reacting as they used to be, so they actually drive sensibly in terms of speed limits so that they have more room to brake that if something suddenly happens.
And ironically, younger drivers may overly depend on their faster reaction times to get them out of trouble, so they tend to be more casual about their driving.
Younger drivers, if we can get them to stop texting while driving or stop kind of interacting with their phone while they're driving, that would be a great thing.
However, Boot stresses there are issues for many senior motorists.
There are older drivers who are experiencing perceptual and cognitive declines that perhaps should not be on the road, but there are many older drivers who are just fine.
The big challenge, says Boot, is telling the two groups apart.
It's a very complicated question, and there's no one test out there right now that really captures a fitness to drive, in my view.
This is a big public policy issue. How does the state ascertain who gets to keep driving and who does not after a certain age, and what should that age be?
But what we need to do is figure out ways to determine safe drivers from unsafe drivers, and for unsafe drivers, how do we support them? I think a bad thing to do would be to just take someone's license away and then not give them any other option.
Because, notes Professor Boot, even in most of Florida's biggest cities, public transportation can leave much to be desired. And for those in outlying areas,
it's a particular problem for older adults who are in these rural communities where public transportation isn't readily available. So we need to think about novel solutions. And I think there are rideshare programs for older adults that people are talking about and that exist already.
But still, lack of mobility can mean isolation, depression, medical problems, and even an increased mortality rate for older folks. Still, Boot is quick to point out that it's not only drivers that can be unsafe. He says many of Florida's streets and highways, by their very design, contribute to traffic crashes. So he's sharing the research data with the Department of Transportation. Out of this, he says, can come improved signage, signals, and when needed, even complete realignment of roadways to make them safer.
And what's nice about that is that it helped the older drivers in our research, so we did driving simulator studies, but also helped the younger drivers as well. When we think about good design for older adults, it's usually good design for younger adults as well. So most of the changes that we look at in terms of supporting older adults in the roadway in our driving simulator studies and our other studies seem to help younger drivers too, so everyone benefits.
But regardless of age, won't everyone eventually be equally safe on the roads when automated cars take over and people won't have to drive at all?
It's going to be a very, very long time before we have completely autonomous vehicles that won't require human intervention at some point. And as long as the human is in the loop, and I think that's going to be the case for a very long time, we need to think about age-related changes and how they impact our ability to interact efficiently and safely with technology, which would be kind of what we're talking about in terms of autonomous vehicles.
So at least for now, Professor Boot's best advice is obey the traffic laws, don't text and drive, look out for the other guy, and buckle up. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.